farmers and ranchers have always been at the whim of the weather. That's gotten more intense as the climate changes, from the drought out west to unpredictable weather and seasons here in the east. The Pennsylvania Association for Sustainable Agriculture, or PASA, even themed its 25th annual conference around the issue. Organic and sustainable farmers gathered at State College, Pennsylvania, to discuss practical ways to keep their farms in business while protecting the environment and weathering the changes out there. Ryan Snyder, executive director of PASA, says adjusting to climate change is a big deal for farmers.
I think, in fact, in the years ahead, farmers are going to play a big role in fighting climate change.
He says their fields can sequester carbon, and they've got the real estate to harvest wind and solar energy. The busy halls of the conference center are lined with booths.
It smells amazing here. What am I smelling?
You're smelling sage. You're smelling rosemary.
Candy Traven from Peachtree Farm near Doylestown is selling little potted herbs from her family's greenhouse. She's been farming since 1983, but this year's been different.
This is so bizarre where we can get 50 degrees 1 week and 3 feet of snow the next. Even just thinking about it, I'm running chills, you know, when you see the change and what's going on.
And she sees more changes coming.
The greenhouse is a separate environment that we've created. And I think more and more we'll have to be growing like in high tunnels or greenhouses, you know, creating our own environments because we can't deal with the one we have.
I find Adam Dusen waiting for a talk on pest management for fruit trees. He recently started a 10-acre fruit operation in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
We're going to do apples and pears and cherries.
Dusen says climate change scares him, but warming temperatures could also help him grow things like pomegranates and figs in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it wouldn't be such a bad thing to be able to grow some things that we wouldn't normally be able to grow.
How these and other farmers will adapt to climate change is the passion of Laura Lennick, a keynote speaker at the conference. She's a longtime sustainable agriculture expert and author of the book Resilient Agriculture, Cultivating Food Systems for a Changing Climate. I had a chance to sit down with her and talk about her vision for the future of American farming. My first question, what is resilient agriculture?
Resilient agriculture is an agriculture that has the capacity to respond to climate disturbances in a way that helps the farm system or the food system avoid damage, recover quickly from damage. And then there's a part to resilient agriculture that is about transformation, about recognizing when you need to change a system because it's no longer serving you well in the new conditions under a changing climate.
You write in your book that we've done this before, the agriculture about 10,000 years ago. We sort of went through this major climate shift and had to adapt as human beings. Things haven't really changed all that much since then, and I just wanted you to talk a little bit about that.
We've got this great story about how we invented agriculture, and then life became wonderful. Because of agriculture, we developed civilization, the arts, writing, all of the wonderful things that define us as human beings. And I think what I learned in all of that was that agriculture itself, this transition of our species from foragers to farmers, was spurred by climate change. Then I started thinking about the possibility that we could actually use the disturbance of climate change to transform our food system in ways that address the harms of our existing system. So we could actually bounce forward as a result of climate change into a better way of eating.
Your eyes are kind of lit up when you were talking about that discovery. So what excites you about that? What would that look like?
We have a food system in this country that is fairly vulnerable to climate change, that is dependent quite a bit on imports, that is dependent on one state for a large portion of its fruits, nuts, and vegetables. And that state is going through a pretty incredible drought.
That state is California.
So that's one example of the way that we are vulnerable to climate change. Long transport and supply chains and monoculture. We grow much of our food in monoculture. And those are also examples of resilience challenges in our food system. Where I think we could go, and where I think the research in the book provides good examples of this, is to a more sustainable food system. To improve the climate resilience of the U.S. food system, we would need to do two things. And they're not small things, but we're completely capable of doing them. The first is we need to restructure the agriculture system. Rather than depending on global supplies of food and California, we need to move food production closer to metropolitan areas around the country. And the second thing we need to do is diversify agriculture. Place agriculture mixed with forest lands, wildlands, in a patchwork around our metropolitan areas. And both of those things together have been called a metropolitan food shed. And there's been a lot of work to suggest that this would actually provide climate resilience benefits, as well as a whole host of other benefits, public health benefits, nutrition benefits, address a lot of the harms that right now we're experiencing with the industrial food system.
You talked with 25 sustainable producers from all over the country for your book, some here from our region. Can you tell me about one of those farmers, how they're managing a change in climate and what strategies they're using?
Elizabeth Henderson. She's a vegetable farmer farming in Newark, New York, and she has been farming on the specific farm about 20 years and in the area about 30 years. The quote that I think captures what she had to share with me about the changes she's seen in climate really well is her quote, "You have to be so nimble these days." And what she's referring to is she has seen in the last decade or so just a large increase in more variable weather, heavier rainfalls, more frequent drought, heat wave to the point that she's concerned about her field workers and herself. She's added irrigation, something she never needed prior to the last 5 years or so. Because rainfall is coming in fewer and heavier downfalls, and there's longer periods of drought, she really needed to have the ability to irrigate her crops.
How can consumers participate in resilient agriculture?
As much as possible, eat from farmers who are growing using sustainable methods. Do what you can to support local farmers. Another step you can take is grow a little bit of food yourself if you can. Even if it's just on the balcony of your apartment, put a pot out there, grow some lettuce or something. One of the key aspects of a resilient system is diversity.
To encourage diversity, you mean like instead of buying just broccoli, we buy some kind of other vegetable we haven't heard of? Or
that's a great example. Yeah, I was thinking more about diversity of farm type so that you're spreading your dollars out. Let's say you're someone who goes to a farmer's market already. You might want to spread your dollars out among the different farms, but you bring up a great point. If we eat more diversity, then we are promoting diversity on the farm as well. So that's a great idea.
In the acknowledgments section of your book, you thank the farmers and growers talking about their experiences of farming in a changing climate at a time when it was still a bit risky to do so. That's a quote from your book. What did you mean by that? And are people still reticent to talk about climate change?
Maybe in the last 3 years. I really noticed the difference from when I first started this research to now. And the reason I wanted to include that acknowledgement of the farmers that are in the book is I made over 600 separate inquiries to try to find farmers to be included in this project. A significant number of them wrote me to say, thank you for doing this. It needs to be done, but I am not comfortable going on record right now in my community that I believe in climate change, that I believe it's happening. And I think that's a clear indication of how politicized climate change was and still is. But at the time that these farmers agreed to be interviewed for the book, it was a little bit risky. And I think they were really courageous to agree to be involved in the project.
Why has it changed?
I get asked that a lot. And you know, all I can do is give you my own perception of why it's changed. And the things that I notice, the language that's been used in the Obama administration in the last 4 years or so. The national conversation moved from whether or not it was happening and who was right and into a more, I think, productive conversation, which is, it's happening, what do we do about it? And that gives people hope. And in the minute you have some hope, I think, you're more willing and open to talk about an issue or a challenge.
Laura Lenick is the author of Resilient Agriculture, Cultivating Food Systems for a Changing Climate. We spoke at PASA's Farming for the Future conference. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.